بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حدیث میں آیا ہے کہ رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا، خدا کی قسم اگر تمہیں وہ باتیں معلوم ہو جو مجھے معلوم ہیں تو تم کم ہنسو اور بہت رو. رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے نعوذ باللہ if you knew what I know, I know of maut, of the qabr, of qiyamah, if you knew that, our knowledge is so near. We have heard about qiyamah, we hear about the qabr, etc. But it is not in an emotional state. We don't have any emotional awareness. It's in our mind, tucked away somewhere in our mind. It has no effect on our daily life. The knowledge we have of maut and the qabr, although we see people dying around us and we go and we bury them also, yet it has no effect on our lives. That belief and that understanding of maut and of the qabr and of qiyamah is not sufficient to deter us from sin, from futility, from engrossment in the dunya. Even Allah said, if you knew, in reality, if you knew what I know of maut, of the qabr and the qiyamah, then you will laugh little, very little. You will laugh and you will cry much. Or bistar par aurto se lazat hasil karna chhod do. And you will give up deriving pleasure from your wives on your beds. اور باہر میدانوں میں نکل کر اللہ عز و جل کے سامنے زاری کرو. And you will flee into the wilderness, into the forest, into the jungles. And you will cry unto Allah Ta'ala, seeking His protection, safety. It is necessary for us to cultivate this understanding. And for that purpose, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has devised what's called muraqabah or meditation. Muraqabah, maut. You must meditate on maut. You must meditate on the qabr, the torments of the qabr, on the dangers of qiyamah. We have to meditate. And the meditation must be constant. When you lay down in bed, you spend a few minutes, devote a few minutes during the night time, and then you imagine and picture these issues. At least you can understand one issue, at least that you are going to die tomorrow, anytime. Your dead body will be taken away from you. How the ghusl will be given, kafan will be given, the body will be carried and lowered into the grave, and a ton of sand will be thrown on him. And then there you have to meditate on the coming of Munkar and Nakir, the two angels, terrible angels, Parisha, to question us. All these issues, it is necessary to meditate on these issues. And not occasionally, every night, it is necessary to devote a few minutes and to meditate on these issues. Then what will happen? Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will create life in the iman. And then you will be with the spiritual eyes, with the eyes of the heart, you will be able to see and understand these issues. Hasan Basri rahmatullah, ki ye halat thi ke unko jo koi dekhta usse khayal guzarta ke abhi kisi musibat se nikle hai, kyunki ان پر شدید حزن و خوف دار رہتا تھا. حضرت بصری رحمۃ اللہ علیہ among the very senior tabi'in, علامہ شاہ رحمۃ اللہ علیہ says that if anyone would see him, then it will appear that he has just been released from a very great calamity, because always there was grief and worry and fear written on his face, always constantly in the sphere, despite the fact it was of the inside their ibadah, their taqwa, and their complete abandonment of the dunya, still they had that fear. whereas we are totally engrossed in the dunya, so much engrossment that it seems the dunya is our end, that we do not actively, consciously, emotionally believe that we're going to leave this dunya. Allah Ta'ala says that this dunya, it is only play and music. Umal khayati dunya in a life of Allah. The life of this dunya, it is only play and amusement. But daru akhirat khayru ladin yattaqun. But and the hold of the akhirat is best for those who fear Allah Ta'ala. Afala ta'akilun, what is it? Because no akal, no sense, what is happening to you? Can't you understand this thing? Fuzail bin Iyas rahmatullahi alayhi farmate the ke bahut bahut se hansne wale aise hai ke unke kafar dul kar aa gaye hain. Hazrat Fuzail bin Iyas says many people are laughing, passionately laughing, completely oblivious, not understanding that the coffin is ready, has been washed and is ready, the coffin is awaiting them. Imam Awza'i rahmatullahi alayhi, آیت لا يغادر صغيرة ولا كبيرة إلا أحصاها کی تفسیر میں فرماتے تھے کہ صغیرہ گناہ سے مراد اس دنیا میں تبسم اور کبیرہ گناہ سے مراد قہقہ لگانا ہے. امام اوزائی رحمت اللہ علیہ very great among the تابعین is among the استاذ of امام ابو حنیفہ. He giving تفسیر of this آیت لا يغادر صغيرة ولا كبيرة إلا أحصاها. That this book of records, with our name, our deeds are recorded. We have two angels with us, two farishas with us, constantly 24 hours of the day. This message to make muraqabah on this also. When a desire for sin develops in a person, immediately bring to mind that I've got two farishtas standing with me. They are recording and bring to mind the fact that Allah Ta'ala is looking at me. If when an evil develops in a person and you think and reflect along these lines to understand that yeah, I've got two angels here recording and I believe that Allah is looking at me, am I saying, have I become an atheist? That I, despite saying Allah is here and is looking at me, I am standing in His presence. So Imam Awza'i rahmatullahi alayhi says, this ayat which is mentioned, that this is such a book of records, that it does not leave out any saghira, minor sin, nor kabira, sin. So he says the saghira means to smile. Some of the awliya, they are so overwhelmed by fear, khawf, so much of them, that their mind sometimes it becomes one track. And it's not only awliya, it happens with anbiya also. Look in the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when there was a storm, or the wind blows strongly, or heavy downpour of rain, or something fearful, then what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he would rush to the masjid. He rushed to the masjid, perform salat in fear. Why? He said he feared that Qiyamah may come. Yet Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught the signs of Qiyamah. Nabi Isa must come, Nabi Mahdi must come, Dajjal is to come, the sun must rise in the west. Many, many signs Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explained. But fear is such a thing, real fear. So much it overwhelms the mind, then one forgets the other side. And then the issue is here, if Allah Ta'ala, despite this science mentioned, if Allah Ta'ala today, now, immediately, before even the science happens, if He brings about Qiyamah, who's going to question His authority? Who's going to prevent Him from doing it? Allah Ta'ala is a creator, can do as He pleases. So he says that Imam Awza'i rahmatullah says that saghira sin means to smile, and the kabira sin is to laugh aloud. Main kehta hoon شاید یا تبسم سے ان کی مراد وہ ہنسنا ہو جو آواز بلند ہو. علامہ شاہران رحمۃ اللہ کمنٹنگ آن دس اسے امام اوزائی مینز یہ سچ اسمائلنگ وتھ اے ساؤنڈ دیٹ اون می ساؤنڈ. ورنہ تبسم تو رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی عادت شریفہ سے اسمائل اس واسطہ habit of Nabi Sahasam would also smile, but in the smile the teeth would not be seen. In the smile of Nabi Sahasam, he would smile without revealing, exposing his teeth. And as far as loud laughter is concerned, that is the special feature of the kufar, which we also have adopted. It's not considered to be anything. A person who is ghafil of the akhirat, a person who is ghafil of maut, he can only laugh aloud. Look, if you are confronted with a serious court case, you're going to be sentenced for a crime, you know, ask that person how you feel. Will he laugh? Can he laugh? You'll not be able to laugh. So because our iman is dead, it's lifeless, for that reason, we can laugh aloud like the kuffar. Raucous laughter, completely oblivious of the akhir. So it is necessary that you must take muraqabah. That is the only way, only method in which to gain a proper understanding and a perception of maut, qabr, and the akhir.